Lord, mercy, peace, joy, all in the Lord Jesus. God's word for our consideration, for our nourishment, for our strength this day is from the epistle lesson. The Apostle Paul, disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming from a way different life than we would ever imagine. And here he is proclaiming the Lord Jesus and telling each and every one of us how precious we are. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free. There is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning, for our nourishment, for our strength as God's children living in this world. And I want you to think about the word promise. Promises. 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 They're ever before us, and we use that word sometimes without really thinking about its significance in our life. So I want you to think about that word. I want you to think about promise. And I want you to think about that in your life. And I want you to think about promises. 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 I want you to think about bringing your children to the baptism font and hearing the word of God and asked if you were going to keep it and asked in the stead and for that child to keep the path straight. And the words are also directed to those people who stand up, whether we use the word godparents or the word sponsors. They stand there, and the word is directed to them. Will you, if this child shall lose its parents, will you make sure that the child has the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, and bring him or her to God's house? Will you promise that? That's a heavy promise. Fast forward to confirmation. Promises. 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 If you think back to your confirmation, you will think about that word promise, because in that service, God asked you to promise yourself to be faithful, even in spite of persecution, even in spite of friends trying to sway you from the faith. Will you promise? And then we stand before God's altar once again with our spouse. And the word is there. Will you love one another and be faithful unto death? You remember that promise? That's a heavy promise. I want you to think about yourself as a child of the promise of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Paul is writing to the Galatian church, the Galatian church that had its own problems, because we could go back to the Corinthian church, the Colossian church at Colossae, the church at Ephesus, and the church at Galatia. And we can find all of these problems that they're having. And now, you know, Paul is saying to them that you are a child of God. You are an heir of the promise. You're all sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that baptism, when the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God has claimed you as his precious child. You are his. The prophet Isaiah says, do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. You are God's child. Paul in the book of Romans, the 14th chapter, says, if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. So in that holy baptism, God has called you his child. He has brought you into his kingdom, and he has blessed you. He has blessed you with the forgiveness of sins. He has blessed you with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, living, suffering, dying, and rising again for you, for all of your sins. Sins of pride and envy, the sin of rebellion and disobedience. As I was preparing this sermon, I started thinking about my own life and how I turned away from the Lord. And how he kept coming after me and drawing me back into his word. Yes, there are many times that we're like Thomas. Thomas the apostle who said, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. How many times do we doubt? How many times do we really sit down and say, I hope there's a God. I hope I have eternal life. I hope I have forgiveness of sins. And God comes into our lives with his very word. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me. And in the prophet Jeremiah, he says, I will not remember your sins. He forgives us. And he pushes those sins away. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. The horrible words that I said to my wife. Or my children. All those sins are pushed away from God's memory. He will not remember it anymore. Promises, promises, promises. He promises also to hear us when we pray to him. Since the weather has been nice, or it's hot and humid, we want to get all of our outdoor activities finished before it really gets hot and humid. Have we taken time to pray? Have we taken time to read his word? Even when he says promises, 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 I promise to hear you. I promise to act in your stead. I promise to be with you. And Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in soul. And you will find rest in your souls. Have we taken the time to be with him? I find it so hard. When I first entered the ministry, and I was in this small congregation, Redeemer outlined it. I had my office in the back of the church. And there were days I kept the front door locked. And so if they wanted to see me, they'd come up the steps of the back and knock at the door and I was there. I really thought that was going to be a prime opportunity to sit down and study God's word and pray. Then the door would have a knock and someone wanted to talk. On Saturdays, the elder Gary, who was not married at the time, I went to finish up my sermon on Saturday morning. It's quiet. It's nice. As I pray and ask for God's guidance. Knock, knock, knock. Gary was there. And this is not Gary Teese. This is Langdon, North Dakota. Gary was a teacher. And he would come in and he'd sit down and 3 hours later he'd leave. All the time, God, I had a rush. What happens in your life? The phone rings. It's going to rain in an hour. We got to get the outside work done. We're constructing a fence for the blueberries. We've only got the portion, the down portion, the 3 foot. We've got to go another 6 foot high. Those pieces are sitting in the truck for the last week and a half. Oh, we can do something else. Oh, it's going to be too hot. What is it like in your life to be your God? Are you of the opinion that, you know, God is going to be there when I need him, so I won't rush it. I won't rush my day. I won't open up the Bible. I won't pray, even though he promises to hear us, to be with us, to lift us up and encourage us. This is our God. And he knows that life is fragile because he created us. So, life being fragile, what do we do to continue to strengthen that life? Continue to strengthen that Christian belief in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because remember, when Jesus was talking with his disciples in the upper room, Thomas didn't know where he was going. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He was making a stance there with his disciples and with us. I promise you heaven. I promise you forgiveness of sins. I promise to lead you. I promise to be your shepherd. I promise to lift you up. I promise to be with your loved ones when I call you home. I promise you. And he promises that he will always be with us. Because we are God's children, created by him. And as we look at each other, we think we're different. Yes, we wear different clothes. But sometimes we match people. But we're different. We think differently. We have different opinions and viewpoints. But yet, the Apostle Paul said we're all one in Christ Jesus. So there's no difference. We are sinners and we are saints. And we're brought into God's kingdom through his grace and his mercy. And as he makes us new creations, Paul says, therefore, if any was in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past, the new is come. We're new creations. We're new people. We forgive those who have sinned against us. And we reach out to those others. Promises, promises, promises. God makes a promise to you that you will live with him for all eternity. And he gives us that word promise to reach out to others who may not know Jesus or whose faith needs to be built up and strengthened. He gives us that power and that strength and promises to be with us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.